Blog Talk Radio.
Up next, the Sports Offensive with JP and Mark.
Okay, you're listening live to the Sports Offensive with JP and Mark. We are coming to you live from the Verona High Point apartment complex in beautiful South Denver. I am the one, the only JP. Across the table, as always, is Mr. West Coast, Mark Foray. Mark, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Sorry that we had a little delay there, folks.
We don't know what's wrong with the
internet connection here. It's not us. The internet goes down and kicks us off sometimes right in the middle of starting the show, so hopefully everything sounds well.
We had everything going right until we actually called in.
Got kicked off literally the second after the show started. So we were trying to get our third host on here to finish off the trifecta. And then we will dive right into everything. And we're probably going to start with more of a wide world sports type thing. I mean, there is
a lot of
sports going around today. For me, it's fantasy baseball draft day. It's Final Four day. It's try to get my Bovada gambling account over 1,000 day. It's a plethora.
Well,
good.
Do I get a percentage of that, or I mean, what's going on there?
Sure, if you want to go ahead and deposit $500, I'll be sure to pay you back at least $100.
I could do that.
We do it Bernie Madoff style, you know.
Anything Bernie Madoff style is okay with me.
Do we have Nate?
Not on the line yet. Nate, call in, please. We're waiting for you as soon as we can. Mark, let's jump into the wide world of sports and women's soccer. Have you heard much about this?
No, I've seen the press. I've heard talk about it on some of the sports radio shows and seen a little bit of news coverage. I don't know the greatest deal about it. But I do know it's a constant issue we have in the country where women, whether it be in entertainment
There's
or sports or anything like that, they don't seem to get paid as much as men.
Yes, that's true. We're going to bring our friend and our co-host, Mr. Nate D-O-double-G, in right here. Let's just get him on the phone line and bring him in the show and introduce him to the D-O-double-G, Dakota Kid. What's up, man?
Hey guys, how's it going? Good morning to you both, another beautiful day in Denver, Colorado.
Yes, it is, and we had some minor technical difficulties right at the start when we actually logged in that show. So we are talking the wide world of sports with women's soccer right now. We're just getting into the issues. I'm going to go right out there and say it, man. This is ridiculous. Five members of the U.S. women's soccer team, probably the five most popular members, has taken on attorney Jeffrey Kessler, who represented Tom Brady and every major sports figure in sports. They filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Soccer Federation. They're looking for equal pay as men, as they say legally. The CBA they signed has nothing to do with gender or race. Jeffrey Kessler believes in this. He says it's a slam dunk case. Some people say it's not a slam dunk case. I have no idea what you guys think about this, but I'm looking at the situations we're going to talk about, and then I'm going to go, it's a slam dunk case.
I love the fact that they call U.S. Soccer Federation, because it makes me think of that movie Starship Troopers, where a service guarantee citizenship, you know, when they're fighting the bugs. That's the only time I ever hear the word federation used outside of soccer.
So you're going to bring in a Star Wars.
That's not Star Wars.
No, like a parallel of Star Wars into the conversation right away five minutes of the show.
And don't forget, folks, that Star Wars did become available on digital media.
It did become available
on digital media.
There it is. There it is.
Your deleted scenes, your specialty making of.
He brought it right down. You know what? If he's going to say that, I'm going to came available on DVD today, too. So
I haven't seen that movie. I'll have to download it. Well, maybe I'll.
I mean, if you're gonna go, if you're gonna do Star Wars, I got a concussion because I have way too many concussions. I'm about to bounce my head off this table of our technical difficulties right now.
Is that show good? Have you seen it?
A concussion?
Yeah.
I didn't go to the movie theater because I didn't want to deal with the crowds on Christmas.
That's one of the few movies I didn't see. I see a lot of movies, but that wasn't one of them. By the way, Finding Dory comes out in June, so I'm super excited for that one.
Finding Dory.
Yeah.
Really?
I loved Finding Nemo, so I want to see what happens with Dory. She's my favorite character of all time. So
Nate, can I have you comment on that real quick? Thank you. That's
I haven't seen Concussion yet, but I have heard that it's one of Will Smith's best performances. Finding Dory,
which he did
I'll
not get nominated for.
Yeah, which he did get nominated for. That's a whole other issue. I'm sure we'll talk about that another time. But
I still think that his best, as far as
the women's soccer thing goes.
Say again, Nate.
I said, as far as the women's soccer thing goes, I'll take the other side. You know, they've made a lot more money. You know, they've brought a lot more money to the table than the men. Why shouldn't they be getting paid the same amount? I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what, Nate. I'm going to tell you the numbers right now. The women's team brought in $60 million in revenue last year, while the men's team lost $2 million in revenue. They paid a quarter of the salary of what the men's team gets paid. So the men's team are getting paid off of what the women's team are making, basically.
Yeah.
Federation.
Well, you think you run into that thing that we run into in America a lot, right? Which is everybody loves capitalism until it means you have to pay somebody beneath you
right.
what they're worth. And
well,
then everybody hates capitalism.
Well,
so
now
this is what they're doing here, right? They don't want to pay the women what they're worth because as soon as that happens, then if the men ever get popular and they got to pay the men and the women the full amount of money, then they're
losing. Well, they're already
paying
the men the full amount of money.
That's what I mean. But if they have to add the women to it, now all of a sudden they're paying double, right?
I think they should pay women more than men because the men suck.
Pay them on what
yeah. All right. Minus $2 million, so they should be giving back what $20,000 a player.
So somebody get on the phone to Landon Donovan and tell that guy to write a check.
No, he got kicked off the U.S. team last year for the World Cup.
True. He's just too old. I understand why women are so pissed off.
I would be pissed off, too.
They don't get paid anything in entertainment, yet the ones that are supposed to get paid a little – I mean, this is a whole other issue, right? But, like, there's a whole thought process that women get paid a whole bunch of money when they do pornography, right? And yet most women are stating that they actually don't do very
well. They really
well.
Don't.
And in the end, they end up, like, just as broke as other
people. And why do we bring up pornography?
My point is that even in an industry where women are 100% of the reason they make money, they still don't get paid.
Okay, that is what you heard on the Sports Offensive from Mr. Mark Foray.
Hey,
Mr. West Coast himself just said that. Hey, let's get into the nuts and bolts of this situation here. What the women are suing over are facilities between the men and women are not equal. They're also going over field conditions. The women had to play in Canada on field turf. The men will not play on field turf. They play on natural grass.
That's to reduce injury, is that right? I don't
no,
know.
No, it has nothing to do with anything.
Okay. It's
stadiums.
Do the women want to play on real grass as opposed?
Yes.
Now, why is that?
Because they're getting burns on the side of their legs. And
slide. Okay.
Yeah. So I get to look at that going, well, what do football players get? Same thing.
Yeah. Well, but football players don't usually have skin exposed on their legs, though.
A lot of them
just
do.
They
have no pads in their pants.
No, but I mean, they actually have pants that are covering their skin.
They do.
And I mean, so I guess I can understand that, right? Because if it's grass, it'll give if you're sliding with friction. But if it's turf, it probably just holds still. So maybe that's why it burns so bad. I've never had the athletic ability to play on that level.
I'm going to tell you this. Field turf is really bouncy. And when you slide on it, it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Good.
I'm going to go with the other. This is the third thing that I heard from Jeffrey Kessler. Jeffrey Kessler. Thank you. Was on ESPN all over the place yesterday. They are arguing over the quality of hotel and amenities that the women get as opposed to the men get. The men get five-star amenities. The women get like three-star amenities.
The women are staying at a Motel 8 or a Motel 6. While
yeah,
while
the men are
at Waldorf Astoria.
Yeah, and you know what? That's not right. I mean, if the women are bringing $60 million in, let them stay wherever they want.
You know it. In a country like ours, when you have a group that is consistently on the world stage, not a professional American stage, but a world stage.
The women have done better than the men. And go ahead.
They've won, what, two of the last three World Cups?
Yes.
Or at least been in the finals for all three of them,
yes,
I think.
And China, and I think the only team that's beat them is China.
I mean, it's the same with our Olympic athletes of all kinds. It's like, show some respect to the ones who are dominant. They should be getting good treatment because they are representing your country. And
yes.
Every other country around the world, they, like, sink all their money into their Olympic athletes, you know, because they want it to look good. And then here, for some reason, we don't seem to really care. And, oh,
no,
man,
we really
I
don't.
I got a big old dent in my water bottle.
Oh, no.
Heavens to Betsy.
So, okay, the amenities and the practice facilities they get are not even equal. I saw the men's practice facilities and I saw the women's practice facilities both on SportsCenter last night. The women's are dumps compared to the men's.
The money that the women bring in, the $60 million. So do we know why they bring in more million? Is it because of merchandise sales? Is it because of ad
revenue?
It's because
people actually watch them.
So it's from ad revenue.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's what I'm wondering. Because if that's the case, then, yeah. There's
Who
just,
wants to watch the men
no
lose? I mean, the women win.
Right. Well, do the women – now, here's another question. I have no idea answer on it. Not from the stone. Do women's soccer matches get more viewership in the World Cups than the men's do, even when the men lose?
In this country, yes, because
okay.
The women are not.
Okay.
And they play a sport that they kick balls and they headbutt and they they tackle people with their legs. And honestly, the women are hot. I'm sorry.
I
am a male in a male sports world, and I love watching women's soccer. Men's soccer, I could kick to the side. I don't really care about it. I don't want to hear about it. I don't even want to watch it. I could care less if it's the World Cup or not. Nate, what do you got to weigh in on that option?
I mean, it's hard for me to say much. You guys have did everything on the nose. You know, if you're living in Mexico, I think it would be a different story. But
well, my friend down in Sao Paulo, Brazil, would actually say a really different story because women's soccer is
sure.
not very big down there. In this country, it's the biggest sport on earth for the women. I mean, they generate $60 million in revenue. I mean, that's incredible for one.
I think we're all going to have a lot to say about Brazil when the Olympics kick off and we see the travesty that's unfolding down there. So
well,
hopefully
there might be a strike. There might be a strike coming up. Jeffrey Kessler said if there's not an equal agreement on this and the CBA is thrown out the window because of gender and race, he's like, we might go to a strike and the women might not even play in the Olympics.
Well, here's what we do, U.S. We sacrifice one F-35 bomber or F-35 attack plane that costs $70 billion, and we fund our Olympic athletes for the next 200 years. How about that? You know, God
well,
forbid that we spend our money on
that's
about,
an answer
about,
we could always go
money,
for.
How about just using how that money to clean up the water? Clean up the water
I don't think
that's
20. I don't think $20 million or an F-2 bomber is going to do it down there, Nate. It's so bad I mean, they're putting buoys in the water that like oil spill buoys like, to keep out the sewage.
And
I mean, it's disgusting.
Wrong.
Disgusting. My friend from Sao Paulo, Brazil, won't even come on this show to discuss it. He said, you know, approach me in a more, you know, a factual matter of not just, you know, saying this, that about the country I live in. I'm like, I'm not. I'm like, I'm trying to get you as an American in Brazil talking about what the Brazilian people are doing and what was promised to the Olympic Committee for how many millions of dollars that was spent to get the Olympics down there. And Rio did not pull through
on
this one.
Makes you think about the World Cup, right? Remember they built that stadium down in that one southern area and it had
– in the middle of the rain jungle?
Yeah, and it had –
they are not using it.
Or three games
they
in the World Cup.
They park buses in
it.
And
that's it.
They park buses in it.
Yeah, three games and that was
all.
And
you know what they do with
the
other stadiums? They park buses in it. That's all they do. They don't even use the stadiums. They park bus. They've spent millions. And they park buses in the stadium.
The governments must make money somehow. I don't know why else.
Well, it's
this.
All corrupt down there. I'll tell you what. We're going to go to a quick commercial break right now. We want to get this out of the way real quick. You're listening to Sports Offensive with JP and Mark. We want to thank SageMediaLLC.com. Kyle Korbel over at Sage Media is awesome. Mark, why don't you go ahead with EKFit.net?
So we like EKFit.net. You know, they've been a supporter of ours from the start. If you are looking for some meal replacement shakes, some protein supplements, if you need to get in that good program, you know, it's summer is right around the corner. We're looking outside at the
What
do they call that river thing?
The lazy river, man. I'm going to be on a float.
Yeah. Do you want to be sitting on that lazy river, flotation device with a big stomach hanging over the sides, or do you want to look somewhat presentable?
So I'll tell you what. You know how many people lay over that with big fat stomachs on?
Yeah, but, you know, if you want to catch the eyes of one of the pretty ladies sitting around the pool, make sure that you've got a good exercise plan, whether it be P90X or some other beach body type program to get you in shape. Contact EK Fit, go to www.ekfit.net or visit them on Facebook, and they'll be sure to get you steps in the right put you in the right direction of a program.
Okay, we'll be right back with this quick commercial break. You're listening to the Sports Offensive with JP and Mark, live on blogtalkradio.com.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. Feed the makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman!
You just need feedthepig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at feedthepig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
That's right. We're live on the Sports Offensive with JP and Mark. We're coming live to you from the Veranda High Point Complex in beautiful South Denver. This is JP and Mark Foray, Mr. West Coast himself. Across the table from me, we have the South Dakota kid, Mr. Nate to the D of double G dog on the phone
and
line.
You know what? If anybody wants to call in at any point in time to discuss anything, but especially if you would like to give us some of your insight or your input in terms of bets for today's Final Four games. This is a big betting. Last night I was able to hit on both the Knicks, and I would have hit on Nevada, but they just pushed. I couldn't believe they pushed by – they hit the three-point win. If they had just won by 4 points, I would have had a great night last night.
So you pushed on the whole thing?
I won on the Knicks.
All right,
because,
you won on the Knicks.
I looked at the Knicks and I said, well, I would never vote for the Knicks. The Knicks are terrible. So
yeah, they're horrible.
I like to do the opposite when it comes to basketball because I'm usually
wrong.
Who did
the Knicks play last night?
They played the Nets.
Oh, Jesus.
So,
well, all right. I can see taking it.
So I just try to take the opposite of what I'm thinking. That usually works out best. So anyway, if you do want to call in, the phone number here is 929-477-3204. Again, 929-477-3204.
And we encourage everyone to call in every single time they can because we love hearing your voices. We love having guests on the show. Nate, we're going to go into a little bit of golf here. Now, we're coming up to the Masters next week, which we're going to have a huge Masters show. But Tiger Woods has been on the news again. He's not going to play in the Masters. Now, there's been a lot of talk about Tiger. The last time he competed in any kind of final was 2006, and that was the year his father died. What do you think about that, Nate?
Well, it's always interesting without Tiger. I think he's only missed one Masters in his career, JP. Correct me if I'm wrong. But
I think
wasn't it with his back or his knee injury a couple of years ago after the whole deal with his wife and all that business went down, but
that was all after his dad died.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting. You know, we got to give Tiger credit. He's really brought the standard up a much higher than where it was before. So now we've got guys like Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy and all the other young players out there. So I still think it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I think it will be too. But I want to bring up a real quick fact. They had a huge sports center on Tiger Woods. A lot of people don't know this. Tiger Woods, his dad was a naval man. Tiger Woods actually trained to become a Navy SEAL. He went on 3 missions with the Navy SEALs off the record. And that's when he saw him get bigger, stronger, and his back problems starting happening. I mean, what do you think about that, Nate? I mean, trying to be a golfer and a Navy SEAL, I don't think it works.
Yeah, I don't know what he was trying to prove to himself. And, you know, this is just throwing it out there, JP, but a lot of people bring up steroids, you know, with Tiger Woods. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think he was using that or HGH?
No, I don't think he was using that. I think he trained with the SEAL so hard that he just lost his swing. I mean, his old golf coach, Fluff, he said it right out. He's like, he wants to be a Navy SEAL. He doesn't want to be a golfer. He's like, I don't care what Jack Nicholson did. I don't care what Arnold Palmer did. I want to be a Navy SEAL.
Well, if you've already been the best at what you're doing, it might take
some
time to drive away.
He got bored with it.
He was dominating that so much.
They literally said he got bored with golf.
Well, I can understand.
Yeah.
I love golf. I play so much.
Kind of like, guys, a good, great parallel that comes to mind is Michael Jordan going to baseball.
Exactly. I mean, he tried to play baseball and he just couldn't do it.
Well, yeah, but the reason he went to go play baseball was because the Commissioner Stern said that if he didn't leave basketball for a couple of years to let the whole gambling thing die down, because he was doing what Pete Rose was doing. He was gambling on his games, and the NBA was going to kick him out.
But yet, Pete Rose is still out of the Hall of Fame, and Mike Jordan is in.
That's all smarter to know that you don't kick out your greatest players. Now, the other thing that makes you wonder about Tiger Woods when it comes back to when you think about David Boston, you remember him? He played for the Chargers, played for the Cardinals.
He came out of Ohio State.
Yeah, he had amazing talent, right?
Yeah.
And then what happened? He got huge. He kept working out. He was obviously taking steroids. And as far as the Tiger Woods on steroids thing, makes you wonder about the clear and the cream that Barry Bonds was using, because he lived and grew up in the area around Stanford, which is where Balco is. Not saying that that's – I mean, that's not
– That is true.
That's not an indictment.
Although,
of kind.
Let's point out from the sports offensive, you know, opinion that you're pointing out things that have never even been said or proven there.
Absolutely. But it's speculation. Everything in sports is speculation.
It is.
But I'm just saying that that could affect – and if that was the case, if he did – use steroids or get too big, it just makes you think of David Boston, who was a very promising, very talented receiver who suddenly was terrible. The problem is that your body and your tendons are only meant to handle a certain amount of stress based on the muscle should be. So when you're working out with drugs that make your muscles stronger and bigger and more powerful than they're supposed to be for your body size, your body begins to break down. I mean, it happens naturally with those huge centers like Greg Golden, right?
Yeah.
Because he can't stay healthy because he's just too big for his body. His is natural, right? But, I mean, these guys, when they're smaller stature and then they get themselves huge, that's when you see the major health breakdowns. But, anyway, I do feel bad because loved Tiger. It was nice. We love to see excellent people. We love to see excellence.
We love to see excellence in sports, and we have not seen it since. The best time in golf was – Let's go lefty, Phil Mickelson versus Tiger Woods, battling for all those.
And then McKinley VC.
Yeah.
Remember, it was like all three of them were kind of in it all the time. It was fun.
They were.
I totally agree. When you have that competition, when you have that, you know, bam, bam, you know, that greatest player possibly kind of thing going on, it really makes it exciting. It's just like when you like Ali and Foreman, right, or Ali and Frazier, right? You just want to see the best against the best.
That's against that.
Because that's, you know, Gagne versus Bonds. It's best against the best. It's what you want to see. And, you know, I mean, you know, we might be seeing the best right now in Steph Curry. I mean, the guy is –
They lost last
incredible.
Night, but I mean, he still sunk incredible shots.
I mean, a bad night for him is like 7 3-pointers.
I know.
And that's incredible.
It's
although he did have that one game where he only hit that one, and he actually lost that game. But,
yeah, they did.
You know, but I mean, no one's going to be perfect every night. But,
you know,
we like
I'll tell you what. I used to never root for Tiger Woods until the whole scandal came out, and I knew he was sleeping with strippers, hookers, and prostitutes, and
just stars. Just makes you respect him more.
I finally respected the guy. He's so squeaky clean. I was like, I can't respect the guy that squeaky clean. And then the whole scandal came out. I'm like, you know what? I can root for this guy now. And then now he sucks.
So budding,
maybe I should stop rooting for him.
So budding sports athletes that are looking to go to superstardom, learn your lesson from those that came before you. Get snip, save your goodies in a sperm bank, and have fun. You know, don't get married and ruin everything because you know it's not going to work. And
we'll get you later.
That absolutely comes into effect. It absolutely matters.
Oh, God. This is disgusting. Kobe's laughing at it going, he's like, really? I have to put up with this?
Kobe's like, oh, that's how stupid I used to be.
Okay, so let's get into you want to go into cycling.
Yeah, I've got a friend out there who's a big cycling fan. So.
You know, we're all cycling fans because we love the great sport of just raw outside of steroids, please.
And we live in a state where biking, both road and
the U.S.
is massively popular out here.
I got a polo shirt for $2.
Yeah, I mean,
it was left over.
It's because here you can train in high altitude training,
yeah,
and it's going to make you better.
I mean, they're
going
to
the Alps.
They're going to go up to Breckenridge and cycle at 10,000 feet.
Yeah. So now I guess there's this guy who's kind of known as the king, right? His name is Fabian Cancellara. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing the last name correctly. I do apologize. With double L's, you never know if it's Spanish, French. So it could be Cancellara. And he's preparing to do his final tour of Flanders. Now, he won this event in 2010, 2013, and 2014. He's one of only six men who have ever won three of these Tours de Flanders. And
what is the Tour de Flanders?
You mean like where is it?
Because when you say Flanders, I'm thinking something.
Thinking Ned Flanders?
Yeah. I'm sorry, cycling fans out there, but when you say Flanders, I'm thinking Ned Flanders and his wife is dead, and he's got a house and a Christian home, and we're in the church right now, I think. I have no idea what's going on here.
So, also known as...
No offense to any cycling fans out there, please.
Yeah, it's also known, in Dutch they call it the Ronde van Vlaanderen.
The Deutschman. Okay, all right. The Deutschman. You have to say the Deutschman first before you say that.
It's in Belgium.
Yeah.
So, which is actually kind of
ironic because
of Paris. Nice that they're going to have something good. And, you know, just on a complete side note from somebody I was talking to at work yesterday, they just came back from a trip to Spain, but
mm-hmm.
to get there they had to go through Germany, and they had to do that right when the Brussels attack happened, and so they had to like avoid their initial airport for like 9 hours out of the way to another airport to be able to fly.
You know, that's what I heard from a lot of people on GDA. Crazy trips. Try to get back home here.
Our
hearts go out to everyone in Brussels, everyone in Paris. I mean, you're cracking down on terrorism right now.
Yeah.
When it's coming.
Getting real tired of the cowardice.
I really am. I am too.
The last thing to say about Fabian is I love something he said, because they were interviewing about him being last tour, his last major press conference, and he said, you know what, you're never too old to improve. So
that's
I want to have my best race ever.
He won in 2010, 2013, 2014, and you know what? That's a great quote from an athlete that rides a bike.
Shows you why.
Because if he ever rode a bike in the Alps or the Andes or wherever they are,
I can't imagine.
It's hard to do.
I tried to ride a cross country bike. I tried to ride a bike home from the beer festival in Breckenridge, and I couldn't make it back to the house. So.
I ride a downhill bike, and I can barely make it down the mountain. I have 6 inches of travel on both suspensions.
I ride a bike at the gym with a little screen in front of it, and I still can't make it through.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mark. I'm going to see downstairs in our gym right now after the show's over, and I'm going to put you on a treadmill and see what happens.
And so they're saying the biggest competition for him may be a man by the name of Greg Van Avermaet, I think is how you say it. He's gotten second and third place in the last two races. He says that he is determined to finally get to the top winner's podium this time. So it should be a nice little back and forth between the two of them as they compete in the Tour de Flanders.
I'm going to give you a good quote on that name. Greg Van Avermaet is probably what his name is. Don't hold me to it. Greg Van Avermaet. That's probably what his name is, just knowing European names and Chinese names.
And we have
I, can, I, for you. I tell you what, I can't do Mexican names or Hispanic players' names, but I can do those names.
But, you know, we just want to wish best of luck to all the competitors in the Tour de Flanders.
Well, you know,
and I hope everyone enjoys taking a look.
And the reason I can actually do names is because I am part Ukrainian, part Russian, and the other part is Pennsylvania Dutch. So, you know, I got an interesting...
You're Amish?
Yes, I'm part Amish, I guess. No, I'm not Amish. I just Pennsylvania Dutch. Dudeland is German, actually. So I'm German, Russian, and Ukrainian.
Welcome to the Babylon.
My name is Vladimir Vadnoskis. And Mother Russia is now among the most amongst countries with Putin. Oh, I'm just kidding, guys.
You know, at one point, I've heard rumors in my family that my grandfather was actually Jewish, and so that I, you know, our family could be Jewish.
You're Jewish? Where's your hamaca?
Well, the problem is that because Jewish blood only is transferred through the mother, and my grandmother was not Jewish. We know that for sure. So even if my grandfather
was Jewish.
I've never
heard that before.
Right. The only way you can be a Jew, a technical blood Jew, is to have it come down through your mother.
Okay.
Jewish.
So we're going
to
wrap up with Scott. Nate, you're going to laugh. We're going to go quick commercial break. I want to thank Sage Media, LLC.com. It's Kyle Korbel over at SageMediaLLC.com for all your branding needs, your website hosting, and everything business-wise. SageMediaLLC.com. And Mark, take it away with EKFit.net.
Well, like we said it before, if you're looking for that beach body, you're trying to get yourself in the best shape you can to be able to sit there by the pool, you want to contact EKFit. Go to www.ekfit.net. You can also go to their site or their page on Facebook, and you can get in contact with the wonderful programs and supplement shakes they have available.
Yes, his name is Ernie Kramer. Ernie Kramer out there at ekfit.net. Reach Ernie Kramer at ekfit.net. Great guy. You want to meet him. Trust me, he'll have a lot to say about it. He is 50-plus years old, doing Spartan races in Pennsylvania and State New York. I mean, the guy is incredible. When I first met the guy, he was a mean, mild person that sat at the table. Now he's a buff, in-shape person that will kick my ass, kick probably Mark's ass, kick anybody's butt. I mean, sorry, but Ernie's pretty much, he's right up there, man.
Ain't nobody kicking my ass.
If you can do a Spartan race and finish in the top three, five, the 50-year-old category.
Well,
I mean,
going from the pictures I've seen of him, I'm guessing he can flip over that tire like it's nothing.
Oh, he can flip over this table like nothing. So anyway, we'll be right back on this episode of the Sports Offensive with JP and Mark.
You guys there? I think we went black.